is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? You're early today.
I'm early. I came in early. I've never been on the Joe Show before.
Well, welcome. And don't forget, the Joe Show leads up to you guys live at 3, and people want to listen live at 3. That's right. And I might as well tell everybody out there that there are tornado warnings and flash flood warnings for basically the entire Washington area, so look out for yourselves. It's really nasty out there. That's right, Charlie. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Oh, this is about Mike and his vacation at Bitch Gardens. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Your vacation, please. My vacation started out, the very first thing I did was to take my children down for a little vacation, a little four-day vacation, and I loved my time with them. It's a lot of fun. And I figured we'd stay close to home, so we'd stay within driving distance and go down to Bitch Gardens.
Bitch Gardens.
And I thought it would be fun. You know, I think that Rob, who's kind of an amusement park aficionado, had said, hey, yeah, go down there. It's a good place for little ones. And I think it's probably a fine amusement park. I think I caught it at the worst possible time you could. I have never...
I've heard that's any time.
Ever. Really?
I've heard that that's any
time. Well, no, I mean, I'm not slamming the park. If the park was empty, I would have had a great time. It was bat-ass crowded. It was absolutely the most overwhelmingly crowded experience I've ever had anywhere. And I include, like, going down to Disney World.
While we were gone, Wild World had two more things happen, though.
What happened at Wild World?
What do they call it now, Buzz? What is it? It's not, Robbie, it's not Wild World.
Six Flags.
Yeah. Had the power go out.
Oh, yeah, and somebody got stuck on the roller coaster.
Yeah, well, no, that was before we went on vacation.
Right.
While we were on vacation, the power went off at the whole park all day long.
Right.
There were people that were stuck on rides, and then they wouldn't give people their money back.
Wow.
When they were leaving, they would...
You know, the amusement park thing is just...
And something else happened at Wild World as well, and I refuse to call it whatever the new name is. To me, it's always going to be Wild World.
When we used to do shows out there, those greatest shows.
That's why we don't do a live show down at the mall.
That's it.
We used to do live shows at Wild World.
Well, it is a very frustrating experience. You know I love crowds.
Bitch Gardens.
You know I love crowds. And Bitch Gardens was, I'm a fan of the Anheuser-Busch company. I like Anheuser-Busch beer. I drink that new Michelob Ultra, that is my brand of beer now. That's what I drink. So I like the company and all that. Go down there, and we got there Friday afternoon, picked the kids up in the morning. We drove down, and my kids are just unbelievably good travelers. They're just wonderful. And, I mean, I just have a blast with them whenever, you know, they have their moments like all little kids, but they're really good kids. And we got down there probably about 1 o'clock, 1 or 2, and got to the park probably 2:30, 3:30.
Yeah.
And parked okay. Parking seemed all right. I figured afternoon, you know, 2 o'clock, 2:30, we'd be catching the end of the day's festivities as people... Well, no. That's not what these people do.
At Bitch Gardens.
at Bitch Gardens, it's just so unbelievably crowded. More people were coming in, and we went over, and of course, my kids are at the stage now where they're going on grown-up rides. They're starting to go on the rides that they can, where they don't get the height requirement thing that sidetracks them. So we go in there.
Little Miss Lab Dance.
What?
No.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
They were going on adult rides.
Adult rides? No, not that kind of adult. Rides that grown-ups can go. Watch it. Watch it. My daughters, you know.
Training bra cops.
No, stop it. No, stop. We go in there, and they have the little... like, I think it's 42 inches. If you're 42 inches tall or more, you can go on certain rides. And it was, they see the log flume. And we walk around, and I'm beginning to realize just how crowded it is. You can't do anything in here. And we went in, and I said, there's the log flume. What did he write down?
Tilt-a-whore.
Tilt-a-whore. No, they did not that kind of adult ride. So I'm not sure I like this.
Good idea.
So we get there, and the log flume is... And it has a two-hour wait. It has a two-hour wait to go on the 2 hours. I can't imagine anyone that would have the mind to stand in a line for 2 hours to go down a slide, and my kids are cool about it because they said this is 2 hours.
Take your kids out.
They even understand it.
Would you stand in line for 2 hours?
I wouldn't stand in line for 2 hours for anything.
Would you stand in line? Did they? Thanks, Rob. Did they go to the Fleming Money Shot?
No, that's another adult thing. These are my daughters, Rob.
No, I know.
Thank you. Okay. Daughters we're talking about here, boys, okay? So it was, you know, it was something that I was really frustrated.
Ron and Jeremy's Tomorrowland.
Ron Jeremy, that's over at the other place, I think. That's across the street. It was so ridiculously crowded, you couldn't do any, there was nothing in there that was available. We ended up leaving, and I don't think we went on one ride because it was just too crowded.
Would you wait for 2 hours if someone said to you that we will have for you the tastiest, most refreshing beer you've ever had to drink in your life?
I wouldn't wait for anything that long.
You have to wait in this line.
It was, but there were people. The guy that told me it was a two-hour wait was standing at the end of the line and getting ready to last 2 hours in that line. Wow. It was ridiculous.
Did you ever take the courtesy shuttle over to the hospitality suite?
No, we didn't do any of that.
Two free beers?
You know, we did do one ride. We did the little tram, the gondola that goes like on the cables
over
the park. That was pretty much it. We ended up...
But that's not a ride. That's a conveyance.
But it was something to ride on. You know what I mean? And that was it.
When you have two little kids and they've been waiting for 2 hours, that counts as a ride.
And I'm so pissed off because they're not going to want to wait.
And you didn't take them to...
No, stop it! Stop! Hey, come on. Two guys enjoying this right now. One guy, forget it. All right.
You said adult ride.
They can go on the grown-up rides, is what I'm saying. They can go on the grown-up rides, you know? And so it was...
It's a grown-up ride.
This starts me off on another. Happy fall, everybody. Here we go. Two-on-one once again. Yes, sirree. So anyway, it was a drag. It was not fun at all. We ended up coming back the next day. I said, well, we'll go to the water park that they have down there at Pitch Gardens. And we will go to the water park. At 9:30, there were 50 cars in line. And I said, you know what? We're not going to go to the water park. We are actually going to go to the beach because we were close enough to the beach where we drove down to the beach. They had a fantastic time. Didn't have to wait for crowds. I said, there's fireworks at the amusement park. We'll go to the beach all day. We'll come back in time for the fireworks, which we did. They estimated at 7 o'clock at Bitch Gardens, there were 23,000 people in the park at Bitch Gardens.
Wow.
So after the fireworks were over and we're walking out, my daughters say they want cotton candy. We were able to go on a couple of like the teacups and stuff like that, and we're coming out, and there's this line for cotton candy that's a mile long. But it's the only thing they wanted, and I said, I'm going to stand in line. And the line was not... kids, the line was all grown-ups that are standing there wanting cotton candy, and they give you a cotton candy that was the size of this oversized beach ball, which then proceeds to get in both my daughter's hair, and we left the park, and I was sitting there going, looking at the people breathing through their mouths and walking at subhuman speed, which is the amusement park shuffle is what I call it, where people waddle, they go back and forth from one leg to the other, mouths agape with flies and debris catching in their teeth, and I left and I said goodbye, Bitch Gardens. It was a lot of fun, but the nice thing is that at 11 o'clock at night, when we finally made it to our car, because the lines were so long for the little tram that they take you to your parking lot, we actually walked through the park, and then you get to the road and it says no pedestrians. So you have to walk another mile down and then take a right-hand turn and get back in. And it was not the greatest experience. But they had a good time. But through it all, they had a good time. And you know what? Then I said, hey, we'll stop and we'll get ice cream. Even though it's late, it's like 10:30 at night, we'll stop and get ice cream. There were 3 million people at the ice cream place. So I said, well, there's an IHOP next to our Comfort Hotel. We did the Comfort thing, too.
Right.
There are 70 of them down in Williamsburg when you get down. There's the Comfort Garden. Busch Gardens Comfort Suites, Comfort Inn and Suites, Comfort Inn Hole. I mean, it's just, and I went to three of them because I got lost because the maps that I had.
Was that one of the adult ones?
That was not one of the adult ones at all. It was just, it was a drag, and the best part was going down to the beach because the, for whatever reason, the little amusement park they have down in Virginia Beach was empty. And there was a horrible electrical storm, and I know somebody like got killed at the park over the weekend, but we went on the rides during the electrical storm because there were no lines. The kids had it, and they did have a little mini log flume down there, and it was, and they ended up being, you know, they could not have been better. My kids are
the
greatest kids in the world.
Adventure.
They are once again. And if these are my daughters we're talking about.
Take your daughters
you're
out of
you're going to piss me off.
I'm not talking
it's like
about
when I say things about your son, you don't like that. It's
but
like, you know, when you tie
about
that in
your
there.
Daughters
I don't want to start the very first show back with a fight with you and your pal back there.
Pal only helped me on two.
All right,
stop saying
I don't like those words when I'm mentioning my daughters. Okay,
you said
mention it when you're talking about
adult
me.
Rides.
No, it was fine. They had a very good time.
Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
You have to understand you're in therapy for a reason. You're an SUV engine that acts like a weak little old hatchback engine. Now, we tried positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, hypnosis, sleep deprivation, shock therapy. I want you to start something radical. Pennzoil SUV truck and minivan motor oil. It's designed for hardworking engines like you. So whether you're pulling a big load of kids or fire logs, you won't fold under the stress. And you won't wet your drip pan at night.
Hardworking engines need a hardworking oil. Pennzoil SUV truck and minivan motor oil with time release protection helps keep engines running stronger, longer. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
Now's a good time to visit Lubit and get an oil change using Pennzoil HMV or SUV truck and minivan motor oil along with an air filter. When you do, you'll get a service certificate back by mail good for $5 off your next Pennzoil service. So stop by Lubit today. Offer expires 9/30/04. See participating location for details.
Thank you, America, for making ABC's comedies number one on Tuesday night. The nonstop laughs kick off with my wife and kids on its new night.
The Milking Brazier.
Milking Brazier?
Do you mind demonstrating it to the class?
Damon Wayans proves he'll go to any length to be the best grandpa.
We'll get you strapped and loaded.
What kind of boob do you think I am?
And all new My Wife and Kids. Then, on the season premiere, George Lopez will do anything to find his runaway daughter.
Tell me where you are. I'm coming to get you.
The family will never give up hope.
I'm sure Carmen will be home soon. Maybe her pimp will give her off for Thanksgiving.
Thanks for bringing by the hope.
The season premiere of George Lopez on its new night. Then, Jim's worried about changes in his marriage.
What's with the sweats? What happened to the hot chicken? I took the dinner.
When did his wife hop off the love train?
You saw me in that dress today. I was bringing it.
Why didn't you bring it into the bedroom?
And all new According to Jim. Followed by the number one new comedy on Tuesday and all new Rodney.
Be there tonight starting at 8 on Washington's ABC 7.
Hey, beef lovers. The chefs at Quiznos have done it again. Introducing the Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub. Tender layers of freshly sliced beef, roasted to perfection, piled high on a bakery fresh roll, then topped with a savory French onion signature sauce and melted Swiss cheese. Oven toasted to bring out all the flavor the way only Quiznos can for just $2.99. And just when you think it can't get any better than this, it does. The Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub is served with a side of warm pan-roasted au jus. That's French for really delicious beef dipping sauce. So go ahead, take the dip. Quiznos new Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub with au jus. All this for just $2.99.